Transportation is responsible for a third of the nation's greenhouse gas emissions. That's more than any other sector of the economy, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation. It's a big reason why the recent United Auto Workers strike against the big three American car makers is considered important in the nation's push to combat climate change. The auto workers now have tentative contract agreements with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis, which took over Chrysler. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant has been looking into why some experts believe this is important for the transition to electric vehicles. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Kara.
So why is the auto workers' strike an environmental issue?
Well, the U.S. auto industry, with the help of billions of dollars from the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, is moving to reduce emissions from cars and trucks by making electric vehicles. And that means a huge shift in auto manufacturing. Instead of combustion engine cars that run on gas, electric vehicles run on batteries, of course. The big three are building new battery plants, but those are not unionized. This tentative agreement between the UAW and General Motors is changing that. GM has agreed to include a battery plant in eastern Ohio in what's called the Master Agreement. David Green is United Auto Workers Region 2 director and represents about 180,000 workers in Ohio and Indiana. He says this is a good start.
But the goal is to make sure that all the big three EV plants get rolled into master agreements so we can give our members that opportunity to have that security, right? I think that's an important piece of what we do is make sure we protect their jobs.
And just to add, Kara, this has been tricky because these battery plants are not owned solely by the automakers. For example, that plant in Ohio called Ultium is jointly owned by GM and LG Energy Solutions of South Korea. But as a result of the strike negotiations, GM says it will include these workers in its master contract with its other factory workers.
So what does this mean for workers at the plant? Are they going to make more money?
Yeah. According to David Green, workers at the Ultium plant have already seen an increase from $16.50 an hour to $20 an hour. And that's supposed to go up even further with this new contract.
They shouldn't be making any less than really about $27 once we get this agreement ratified, if the members decide to ratify the agreement. So, I mean, that's a pretty huge, you know, we're talking like a 75% pay increase.
I've seen headlines out there saying the union basically won. How might this affect the big three American automakers as they move into the electric vehicle market?
Well, even with billions of dollars in federal investments, Ford, for example, said in July that it expects to lose $4.5 billion this year in its electric vehicle business. And just last week, it announced that it's postponing $12 billion in planned EV investments.
Wow. So is the unionization effort getting in the way of the electric vehicle transition?
Well, I posed this question to Devashree Saha. She's director of the U.S. Clean Energy Economy Program at the World Resources Institute and has closely followed the move to electric vehicles.
I don't doubt that the transition is, you know, already happening and we are looking at an electrified future. What is still in doubt is the pace of the transition.
To this point, Ford recently told investors that, yes, its transition to EVs is well underway, but right now its customers are not willing to pay a premium for its electric vehicles.
So with these additional costs, with this tentative UAW agreement, how could the deal influence other non-union automakers and battery plants?
Well, the competitors of the big three, like Honda and especially Tesla, which dominates electric car sales, are not unionized. But Saha says in the transition to clean energy, all automakers need to be on an even playing field.
We really need to unionize entire industries. So some companies in the automotive industry are not able to turn their non-union status into competitive advantage against their peers.
And so UAW Regional Director David Green says they're going to use the success at that GM battery plant in Ohio to try to convince workers at non-unionized plants that it's in their best interest to join the movement.
Is unionization forwarding the transition to electric vehicles then?
Well, of course, there are social and political aspects to the energy transition. Saha says that communities that rely on auto industry jobs need to feel like they're part of the future. The idea that green jobs can also be good jobs.
Labor unions, community organizations, they are not going to be supportive of the decarbonization agenda if they don't see themselves benefiting, you know, from all the investment that is taking place in the country today, right? So they need to be active participant in the energy transition, and they need to be benefiting in an equitable manner from the transition.
And one other thing, Kara, remember when GM closed the assembly plant in Ohio back in 2019 in Lordstown? It got a lot of media attention. And many of those last 1,500 workers were offered jobs at other GM plants outside of Ohio. Well, according to the UAW, those workers are now going to be invited back to Ohio to work at the Ultium battery plant if they want to come home.
Okay. Thanks so much, Julie.
Sure thing, Kara.
That's the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant. I'm Kara Holsapple.